At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com. /compatibility.
This is the Greg Peterson Experience.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
On VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
It's hour number two of the Greg Peterson Experience on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, and we've got a tremendous hour coming up for you as we're going to be joined by a pair of great guests along the way as we're going to have Tom Casale aboard. He does great work over at NOLA.com. We're going to put a bow around the NFL draft when he's all taking a look at it in the futures market in general, turns the NFL, and I'll probably ask him what to make of the transfer portal closing in terms of the college basketball front and if we might see it reopen because, well, NCAA has not been able to enforce any rules whatsoever if we're just calling it what it is. So we'll be diving in on that front. And then in 30 minutes, we've got UFC 301 coming up this weekend. One of our good friends, Billy Ward, he does great work over at Action Network. He's going to be joining me. We're going to be breaking down all the action in the octagon. So we've got ourselves a tremendous hour, front half and back half of the hour. Going to be taking a look at a little bit of baseball, and we're going to be keeping tabs on what we're getting in terms of this Knicks versus Philadelphia 76ers game, which all of a sudden is a game once again after it was looking like this was going to be blowout city, to say the least. We've now got the New York Knicks currently up by a count of 45-41, and live line is down to the Knicks being just a 1.5-point favorite, so we shall see what we're gauging there, but it's been the Nick Batum game thus far, as he's been able to do a nice job helping this team out, being able to know his role, so that's something that you do love to see, and we've got a whole bunch of superstars here with regards to this team here at VSiN. Everyone behind the scenes, they're the reason why you get such great content. That's why you get all of these great shows day in and day out. And they always deserve the credit that they... I give them the credit. I don't know about anyone else, but we always have to give the credit where it is due. You've got my producer, Dan, who always does an amazing job day in and day out being able to put together these great guest lists, keeping me in line, which that is a very unenviable and a very difficult task. Yet he does so also well. So we always appreciate his efforts, and I know that he's very much taking a look at the UFC front as well. For those that are watching on VSiN.com, for those that are watching on YouTube TV, as the amount of affiliates that we've got in terms of video side, it's been growing and growing, and for good reason, because we've got Alexis along with Andrew doing a great job of going about one of the more difficult tasks here at the network, making me look halfway presentable in a video format. That is not easy, and yet they do so also well, and always have to give Andrew a little bit of a special shout out, as he is the only person other than myself on the VSiN premises to ever wear a UW Oshkosh shirt. UW Oshkosh, the greatest institution ever, and I say that very, very biasly as a proud UW Oshkosh Titans graduate. If you're listening on VSiN.com, if you're listening on Sports Map Radio, as we've got north of 80 affiliates nationwide, and we appreciate every single one of you the iHeartRadio app. List goes on and on. Reason why the audio is so nice, crisp, and clean, that would be because our good friend Sean, he does a great job making sure that everything is set up just perfectly on the ones and twos, so he's very much appreciated. And then after the fact, you're able to listen to all these shows, all that crisp, clean audio, just wherever your podcast, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, list goes on and on. Search for the VSiN Bets Bets feed, or just go to VSiN.com/podcast, and every single hour of every single show, it is there, whether that be the Greg Peterson Experience, whether that be even VSiN Prime Time, the show that preludes myself. I know that Tim Murray, John Von Tobel, they do a great job there. Sharp Money, list goes on and on. Jaren does a great job posting up all those hours. So big thanks to all of them and their great work in terms of helping us out. Now it's time for me to live up to my end of the bargain and try to get you guys some good picks. Right now we are sweating out this Guardians versus Astros money line, as right now the Guardians are down by a count of 3-2. John Singleton hit a home run that I don't know if that would have been a home run in more than like seven ballparks or something like that, but currently the Guardians are trailing by a count of 3-2. So we could use a little bit of a rally for that for our write-up for Thursday, and we'll be taking a look there. But when we take a look there, how about if we take a look at what we're all going to be getting on Friday, as it has been very much a underwhelming start to the season for those that have been playing totals in Major League Baseball. And I think that we get an under here out there in the great state of Minnesota. 919, 920 on the betting board. It is the Twins. They're going to be playing us to the Boston Red Sox. Tanner Houck is going to be going on the bump for the Sox, and Chris Paddock goes for Minnesota. Total on this game is 8.5, shaded down a little bit to the under for the Minnesota Twins. Very, very slight favorites. They're anywhere between minus 107 to a minus 112. Between minus 110 to a minus 102, that is your number on Boston. And if you're taking a look at the money line aspect of things, I'd be willing to go to a minus 105 or so with the Minnesota Twins if this becomes a true pick'em. That'd be my buy point there. So we're waiting on like 2 to 3 cents of movement in terms of a lot of these books out here in lovely Las Vegas for me to be able to fire in there. But my write-up here is going to be on the under. I set my total at 7.9. Even at an 8, I'd be taking a look at the under in this spot. Tanner Houck has been nothing short of incredible for a Boston Red Sox pitching staff that, again, I brought it up earlier in the show, and I will bring it up again. Their starting pitching currently has an ERA of a 2.03 thus far this season. They have been absolutely incredible, and Tanner Houck has been a big reason why. .60 ERA, fielding independent of a 1.99. Among qualifying pitchers in the American League, he leads the league in terms of fielding independent. He's just been so efficient. His strikeout-to-walk ratio is hovering right around 9. 9.4 strikeouts to 1.1 walks per 9 innings, surrendering one home run in 39 and a third innings. He's giving you length. He's giving you strikeouts. He's not walking, guys. He's checking every single box, and he's going up against a Minnesota Twins team that, if you look at the offense, they've been able to get it going a little bit more, but I think that this is very much fool's gold with what we're seeing out of the Minnesota Twins, because consider their most recent few series. They go up against the Chicago White Sox twice in their last three series, and yeah, that's going to jack up your offensive numbers a little bit. Prior to the series against the Chicago White Sox, and oh yeah, they also got the LA Angels as well. We all know about the good old LA Angels and the fact that this is, well, not necessarily the world's greatest pitching staff in the world. Other than those games, this has been a bunch that has had a relatively tough time being able to put bat to ball all season long. It is still one of these teams that if you take a look at the overall season numbers, they're still hitting at .238 as a collective. They haven't necessarily gotten a lot going. At home, they're only averaging about 3.8 runs per game. I still have my concerns with them as we are diving in on the Red Sox versus Twins game for this Friday right here on the Greg Peterson Experience on Visa, the Sports Betting Network. And then you layer on there the fact that Byron Buxton is right now having a little bit of a right knee issue. And I mean, shock, shock, surprise, surprise, Byron Buxton being out of the fold. Where have we seen this before? You still have Royce Lewis, who is dealing with a quad injury. He's been out of the fold for quite a while. And for Royce Lewis, he is just such a difference maker for this Minnesota Twins team. But I mean, these guys being out, that leaves you relatively powerless as Carlos Santana and Edouard Julien become your main power bat. So that's not great. Now, I will say, for the Boston Red Sox, they've been averaging a little bit north of 5 runs per game when they've been away from home. They have been able to do a very supreme job on that front, as you've got Jaron Duran, who's done a nice job of being able to move the line. But I still do have my trepidations with some of these younger guys, Emmanuel Valdez, Bobby Dalbec, Zdane Rafaela. Pablo Reyes. These are all guys hitting below the Mendoza sign of 200, as it's been just a Tyler O'Neill show all season long. 9 home runs, north of a 430 on base. Now you've been able to get back in the fold. Rafael Devers had a rough start to the season. He's starting to pick it up now as well. Tristan Casas being out of the fold has not been great, to say the least. But all in all, you would have been able to get a little bit more out of the lineup of the Boston Red Sox. But you've also got a pair of bullpens that have been able to do a very supreme job of just being able to deliver on a night-in, night-out basis. For the Boston Red Sox, they have found Justin Slayton, who's been a really good bullpen piece. He's able to give you a sub-2 ERA. He's able to give you a little bit of length. You've been able to get some good innings out of Brandon Bernardino as well. Kenley Jansen, when he's not in like a super-duper high-pressure like national TV game spot, he always comes through for you. Chris Martin actually had a sub-2 ERA last season. Hasn't been as great thus far this season, but I do think that he's going to be able to pick it up as well. And for the Minnesota Twins, this has been one of the best bullpens in terms of ERA in the big leagues as well. The Twins are clocking in 5th in the big leagues with regards to bullpen ERA. Now they've got Jaron Duran back in the fold. He's been one of the best closers in all baseball over the last few seasons. Cody Funderburk has been able to give you some really good innings as well. Been a little bit hot and cold in terms of Caleb Theobald since he's come off the injured list, but we've got two really good bullpens. Chris Paddock, he's got a fielding independent that's more than a point lower than his ERA ever since joining the Minnesota Twins, and he's had a little bit of a rough go of it, but all of those struggles have come on the road. Chris Paddock in his 2 starts at home this far this season, posting up a sub-2 ERA. He's given up just 1 home run and 11-plus innings. On the road, he's gotten just absolutely lambasted, but I do like what I've seen out of him in terms of the command, giving up only about 2 walks per 9 innings. So I do think that both of these starters deliver a good start, and I do think that in the end, you do find the Twins deserving a little bit of a slight advantage, because I do think that with Tanner Houck, we're going to see a little bit of regression there, and it is a Boston Red Sox team that they didn't get that day off, unlike a lot of teams did on the Thursday. So at a minus 105 or less, I would be looking at the Minnesota Twins, and my write-up pick, that is going to be on the under, even if this goes down to an 8. We'll be looking at this total under as well. How about if we look at another game where I do think that runs might be at a little bit of a premium, as we've got ourselves old 905-906 on the card. It is the San Francisco Giants. They are going to be on the road facing off against the Philadelphia Phillies. Aaron Nola is going to be going for the Phillies, and Jordan Nix is on the bump for the Giants. A lot of places open this total at 8. Now we're starting to see a 7.5 pop up at DraftKings, and with the Phillies, they're between minus 144 to minus 155 favorites. Between plus 130 and plus 137 is that number on San Francisco, and especially with this going down to 7.5, I think that we've dropped down just a little bit too far. At a 7.5 especially, I'm going to be taking a look at the over. Heck, at an 8, I'd even juice I was considering the over. But for Aaron Nola, he's been really the weak link, shall I say, for the Philadelphia Phillies rotation, which sounds blasphemous, but you name off who's been worse than Aaron Nola this far this season. Spencer Turnbull has been able to do his job. You've gotten really good starts out of Christopher Sanchez. Ranger Suarez looks like a Cy Young candidate. Zach Wheeler is a Cy Young candidate for this team. You've been able to have everyone go out there and fire. Well, Taijuan Walker is not a guy that I'm necessarily high on, so we can put him ahead of Taijuan Walker, but I mean, all in all, this Philadelphia Phillies team is pitching amazing with their starting rotation, and Jordan Nix, somehow, someway, he has went from being a reliever to being a relatively solid starter, but I do think that there might be a little bit of regression there, especially going up against a Philadelphia Phillies team that has the likes of Bryce Harper and company being able to find it. So I do like this total over, and with the Phillies, I'd be willing to lay up to about a minus 155 on that money line with them. And coming next, let's put a bow around the NFL draft with our good friend Tom Casale of Action Network here on the Greg Peterson Experience of Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Father's Day is coming, a day we celebrate the guy who's always there for us, to crack a dad joke. Well, you know what's not a dad joke? Getting $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker with the purchase of his favorite cocktail capsule pack. $50 off. No dad joke. See, this is a dad joke. I lost my glasses today, and guess who I bumped into? Everyone.
But the Bartesian cocktail maker, it's no joke. Each cocktail capsule contains real fruit juices and all natural bitters, so dad can make over 60 premium cocktails he loves. Sidecars, old fashions, gimlets, all with the push of a button. So for the dad who loves a cocktail with friends and a good joke from time to time, get the Bartesian premium cocktail maker. $50 off now until Father's Day. Visit bartesian.com/father to get 50 off the best premium cocktail maker for dad at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
You're experiencing Hoops Peterson himself on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Over on the all-new, all-improved VSiN.com, we've got a little bit of everything to make you a better. Articles on every single sports market on the face of planet Earth. Dave Tooley's doing a great job breaking down the Kentucky Derby with Run for the Roses, less than 48 hours away. Our MLB top plays are being posted by Adam Burke, Steve Mackinnon, and so many others. They do a great job on that front. John Van Tobel is amazing on the NBA playoffs and so much more. Become a better by reading all of our articles at the all-new, all-improved VSiN.com. We're back here on the Greg Peterson Experience on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Always great to be joined by this man on the Progressive Guest Line as we've got Tom Casale aboard. He does amazing work over at NOLA.com. And Tom, it's always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
Tom, we were buzzing about it before the NFL draft. We weren't quite sure what we were going to get. We knew that the quarterbacks were going to be a storyline, but it was all about, were they going to go early? Were we going to be seeing a little bit of slide? Well, none of these guys really slid at all. We saw all these guys go within the top 12 picks. Just what did you make out of these teams in terms of the Denver Broncos and the Atlanta Falcons? In my opinion, panicking a little bit and deciding to take their guys and Michael Penix and Bo Nix earlier than people expected.
Yeah, you know, we talked about it before the draft, Greg, that, you know, the rumors and stuff, they're nice, but nobody really knows what's going to happen. And I think the Michael Penix pick probably is the epitome of that statement, that nobody really thought that that was going to happen. And it's not that, you know, hey, they like Penix, maybe it's a good fit. And, you know, they just gave another guy $150, $180 million or whatever. So it's just it's an odd, you know, having been in an NFL locker room, that's kind of how I always think of this stuff. And I think, how do the players react, right? Well, you just told the players you're all in, we're going to win now. and you go out and you sign a quarterback, and instead of getting somebody who can help you win today, you're saying, we got a guy we're hoping who can play in 3 years. So I always look at it from that angle, what makes that pick kind of weird. And I agree with you about Bo Nix. See, maybe I'm wrong. He's going with Sean Payton. Maybe that, you know, it's obviously a good landing spot. But to me, Bo Nix is a very good college quarterback who I don't know how he translates to the pros yet. I don't think he's going to come right in and play. So I'm with you. I thought both picks surprised me going that high.
Yeah, Ben, how do you think that it might be going about with the Denver Broncos? Because They've got a poo-poo platter of options to start week number one now in terms of their schedule, though I don't necessarily know if they're the world's greatest options to be starting week number one in the NFL. But that said, you were alluding to it with Bo Nix, and we've seen a long track record of guys that they stay in college for a long time when it's really not their option. It's not like an Andrew Luck situation where he could have been the number one overall pick, decide to stay for an extra year because he valued education or anything like that. But with Bo Nix, it's because he flat out wasn't good enough in past years, and a lot of these guys, typically they just don't translate the best to the NFL.
Yeah, and I do think that Nix is going to have a good chance to start for the Broncos. You know, when you're looking at the rookie quarterbacks, Greg, I think everybody but McCarthy and Penix are probably going to start, and I wouldn't rule McCarthy out if he outplays Sam Darnold in the preseason. Penix is the only one for sure I don't think is going to start. So you mentioned it. Like, look at the Broncos quarterbacks. It's not like there's a lot there that he has to beat out. So I do think he's going to, if he doesn't start right away, I think, you know, by Halloween, he's in there. So it's going to be interesting. Again, he's got a good offensive coach that will help. But I didn't see Bo Nix as a first round pick. Penix, I didn't see as the eighth pick, but I wouldn't have been shocked if he went in the first round. I thought Bo Nix was a nice second round selection for some team.
Yep, I'm right there with you. And a lot of the buzz is around these teams that they drafted quarterbacks. Some I felt like had better drafts than others, like with the Chicago Bears. Really hard to screw it up when you've got two top 10 picks, and I do think that they were able to get remarkably better, no doubt about it. But is there a team or two that we're not giving a lot of buzz to? Maybe they didn't draft like the sexy quarterbacks, wide receivers, what have you, that you look at them, but they still were able to put together a very nice draft.
Yeah, you know, listen, I think the Bucs, I think Tampa Bay really helped themselves. You know, I love me a good center. They're not sexy, but, you know, they had a couple of picks there. I love the McMillan kid from Washington. I think people are kind of sleeping on Tampa Bay a little bit. They won the division last year. It was a bad division, but I thought they improved themselves. And a team I had mentioned to you a couple of times, Greg, that I like their offseason and it's continued in the draft is Tennessee. I think the Titans have done an outstanding job of getting better. Now, can their quarterback play? I don't know. We'll find out. But I think they're more talented. And two teams I'll give props to. One, I love the Eagles. Listen, we knew what their weakness was, and they said we know what it is too. And they went out and they fixed it. They got some quality corners who can help that defense right away. And listen, I like what the Giants did only because they really wanted one of the quarterbacks. They tried to get up there. And when they didn't get him, they didn't panic. They didn't do what we just said. They didn't like J.J. McCarthy, so they didn't draft him. They went for a receiver instead. Now, they still have a quarterback problem, but the Giants have tried to fix that problem. It just hasn't happened yet. And so I don't mind when a team doesn't get the guy. If they can't get the guy they want, don't settle. Build at another position and hit quarterback later when you find a guy that fits your system.
Yep, absolutely. And I think that's so key as well. Finding the right guy, not just a guy. As joining me on the show, we've got the right guy, Tom Casale. He does great work over at NOLA.com. He's joining me right here on the Greg Peterson Experience on Visa, the Sports Betting Network. And certainly a team that I thought did a relatively solid job was Philadelphia Eagles. I know that a lot of people are buzzing about them, but how do you just take a look at what we were able to get in the NFC East in general? Because I do think that's going to be a very interesting division moving forward. I know that you're a Dallas Cowboys fan, and while I don't think that there were a whole bunch of like splash picks outside of what the Washington Commanders did, being able to get Jaden Daniels at number two, I do feel like all in all, the teams in the East, they were able to do a relatively solid job in terms of draft in general. Though I think the biggest question mark is, so what are the Giants going to be looking like for this upcoming season?
Yeah, listen, the NFC East is interesting to me because I think Jaden Daniels is the most pro-ready quarterback, and I don't think Washington has number two pick in the draft talent. I think that's a team that could come up a little bit. Listen, I've been rooting for the Cowboys since the 70s, but you're talking about maybe starting two rookie offensive linemen. They don't have a running back. They lost four or five good defensive players, I think this is the year Dallas might take a little bit of a slide back. I'm not talking about winning five games. I'm talking about not being in contention for the division title. And then the Giants are an interesting team because they've built their defense up. I mean, people forget. They should be in jail for getting Burns for a second-round pick with Carolina. I mean, they should have been arrested for that. So you look at that defense, what they're going to do this year until they fix the quarterback position is kind of play like they did 2 years ago. They're going to try to win games 20-17, 17-13 with their defense. Hope Daniel Jones doesn't lose the game for them. I think it's a very interesting division. I make the Eagles the favorites like most people, but that next spot, I think it's going to be more competitive than what the odds suggest with the Cowboys.
Yep, absolutely. And the Eagles being able to get all those corners early on in the draft as well, I think that that's going to really be benefiting them moving forward as well. And I do want to get your thoughts in terms of just any team in terms of the futures board that you feel a little bit more favorably about now, because we didn't see a whole lot of teams in terms of their season win totals or anything move drastically due to the NFL draft. But was there a team or two that maybe you were a little bit lukewarm on them, maybe you were feeling just a little bit on the fence about them before, but what they did in the NFL draft push you over the top on them?
I think it might be Arizona. Arizona's drafted well 2 years in a row, and I like teams that are kind of rebuilding and put together two or three drafts. It'll be interesting to see how this translates on the field now. They got some good another good haul of picks. The guys were going to come in and play right away, so I think they're interesting. And a team that wasn't really under the radar, but I just think to me is right, is the Lions. You know, again, a team like the Eagles, they went out and they got two corners. Okay, the Lions couldn't stop anybody through the air last year. They're pretty loaded everywhere else, so they really helped themselves with a cornerback position. I think I'm going to take a look at maybe that Arizona win total over, and I don't know. I really like the Lions in the NFC. They were close. They had that lead on San Francisco last year. They let it slip away. I think they're going to be right back in the mix.
And then I've got to throw at you one college basketball question. We saw the transfer portal close on May 1st. Do you think that it's actually going to stay closed? Because we remember the two-time transfers that were barred for the beginning of part of the season. They were allowed back towards the end of the season. Do you think the NCAA is actually going to be able to stick with this, or do you think someone challenges it and we get more transfers moving forward?
Well, I'm sure someone's going to challenge it. I mean, it's all transfers all the time, right? Hey, luckily, you know, hey, UConn's getting more talent. That's exactly what college basketball needs, is for UConn to be great again. Listen, the transfers are all over the place. I don't know if we're done with it, but just a team I'll throw out there to you, Greg, a team that's going to kind of come back together. It's going to be experience. It's going to be deep. I think Gonzaga is an interesting team entering next season. This was kind of one of those down years for them, but I expect them to be right there as a top 10 team again next year heading into the NCAA tournament.
They get the Man of Steel back. Steel Venters, who is a great scorer at Eastern Washington, went down with an injury before the start of the season, so I like that look and always love getting you aboard, Tom. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
From one great guest to another, always great to be joined by Tom. And coming up next, we're going to talk a little UFC 301 with Billy Ward of Action Network here on the Greg Peterson Experience on Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
You're experiencing Hoops Peterson himself on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Are you ready to become your own sports betting expert? Look no further than a VSiN Pro subscription, as it's your ticket to insider insights, exclusive data, and winning strategies. For a limited time, we're offering our annual subscription at an unbeatable price, and you get 2 months thrown in as well. Typically, a 12-month subscription is $240. You get it for $199, and you get 2 free months thrown in there. So you're getting VSiN Pro access for less than 50 cents a day, and all you need to do to save $41 and get 2 free months is type in the promo code of Greg, G-R-E-G. You get our daily best bets with a leaderboard to see who has the best win percentage and ROI. 19 hours of live programming every single day, including expert breakdowns and in-game analysis, or exclusive betting splits to show you where the money and the bets are going on every single game, and so much more. Type in that promo code of Greg over at VSiN.com/subscribe. It saves you $41 and it gets you 2 free months on top of that at VSiN. That is the promo code Greg at VSIN.com/subscribe. We're back here on the Greg Peterson Experience on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Always great to be joined by this man, as Billy Ward. He does an absolutely tremendous job over at Action Network, taking a look at the fight game, joining me right here on the Progressive Guest Line. And Billy, it's always great to have you aboard. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Always great to have you aboard. And how about if we dive in on what we're going to be getting in UFC 301? It is a whale of a card. And first things first, before we take a look at some of these main events, how do you take a look at the undercard? Because we do have a lot of interesting fights on the undercard. And with regards to the undercard as well, what I do like is, really, other than this Ismael Bonif fight, hopefully I said that correctly, we've got a lot of relatively tight cards or tight fights.
Yeah, as opposed to the main card where it seems like we're expecting pretty one-way action for all the Brazilian fighters. But no, there's a couple spots I like. One I'm looking at is the female flyweight fight between Deonhy Barbosa and Ernesta Karasady. I'm probably butchering that one, and I've watched like 20 minutes of her tape in the last day. But Barbosa is extremely one-dimensional grappler. They're both making their UFC debut. Barbosa barely even tries to strike, shooting for takedowns. When she gets a submission, great, and she got a first-round armbar in the Contender Series. Karasady needed a split decision to win on the Contender Series, but much better striking, and she's massive. She's 5'9", has a 5-inch reach advantage. Unlike the Contender Series, this is going to be in the big pay-per-view cage. You can get Karasady at better than 2-1 odds. I think Barbosa should win this fight. She's the more talented overall fighter, but if she can't get the takedown, it's going to be a long night. She's going to get picked apart from range. I always get a little bit worried about needing the judges to help us out on the non-Brazilian fighters when we go to Brazil, or the non-Australians in Australia or what have you. But I think she has the striking upside here, where if there's no takedowns happening, it's going to be pretty one-way traffic. And, you know, even the most biased judges will have a hard time going against her. The other one is Mauricio Ruffi versus Jamie Mullarkey. Ruffy, another one of the Fighting Nerds team, which is my new favorite MMA team just because of the name. He's won all 9 of his professional fights by knockout. His only loss was also a knockout. Jamie Mullarkey just seems to have no chin anymore. So you can get Mauricio Ruffy by KO at even money, despite him being a fairly heavy favorite at a little bit better than 2-1 odds. I think if he's going to win this one, it's going to be a knockout. He probably isn't as good of a grappler as Mullarkey. Probably not as talented in terms of total strikes landed. Mullarkey's been knocked out twice pretty badly in his last 3 fights. Has another bad knockout to Jalen Turner before that. He's not that old. I don't even think he's 30 yet. But sometimes once that chin's gone, there's nothing you can do about it. So if that's the case, Ruffy is a terrible matchup for him, given all the power he brings.
Yep, absolutely. And I do think that this is going to be a little bit of a matchup nightmare as well. And we have seen a lot of money coming in on this guy. It's the natural. The natural is going up against Paul Craig. Caio Barraio opened up at -350. Now he's up to -650. It has been a one-way street here. The round prop on this is 1.5. Now it is shaded up to the over. You're finding anywhere between about -180 to -210 juice on the over. But how do you take a look at this? Because it feels like the betting market is giving our good friend Paul Craig really not much of an opportunity to hang in this one.
Yeah, always interesting when Paul Craig fights. You know, he's intense, he gets in your face, he screams, and then if he doesn't get a takedown, he pulls guard and hopes he follows him down to the ground. So always a fun example. This is a tough matchup for him because Caio is a way better striker, but Bahio is a judo and jiu-jitsu black belt, very talented grappler in his own right, leader of the Fighting Nerds team. I can see Paul Craig catching a submission here, so I'm not going to lay the massive juice on Caio. I wasn't going to bet him at -350. I'm certainly not going to bet him at -600. My favorite way to kind of thread the needle on this one, fight doesn't start round 3, is even money at DraftKings. That gives us 2 full rounds to work. I think what's likely to happen here is Paul Craig can't get his takedowns and gets picked apart on the feet. But that still leaves us room where if Craig manages to get a takedown, Caio unnecessarily follows him to the ground and a submission happens, we're still covered that way. And it's even money. No one wants to lay this crazy juice. I also like Bahio inside the distance at -125, but given the worst price on that, if we're going to see a stop, you know, the math tells us historically stoppages come more early than late, especially with submission guys once they get all sweaty and, you know, slippery. So I like the fight not to start round 3. Could go the under 1.5 at big plus money, but I like having that extra 2.5 minutes.
Yep, I think that that's a good way of going about it as well. Give yourself a little bit more of a cushion on that front. As joining me on the show, we do have Billy Ward. He does great work over at Action Network along with Fantasy Labs. Joining me right here on the Greg Peterson Experience on Visa, the Sports Betting Network. And how about if we take a look at this one, as it's a pretty similar fight, as you've got Victor Petrino going up against Anthony Smith. Smith finds himself pretty much where in the same spot that Paul Craig was. He went from being about a +$3 underdog on the open. Now our good friend in Smith is about a +425. You're laying about $6 right now with Vitor Petrino, and total on this is 1.5. Once again, shaded up to the over, about -180, -190 on the round prop. How do you take a look at this one?
Yeah, I'm going the other way on this one and taking the fight to go to the distance at +165. It's a big step up for Vitor Petrino. And we saw in his last fight, he's not a guy who's going to come out and just try to pick up performance bonuses and not care if he wins. He really wants to climb the rankings, wants to fight for a title. He's going to take the safer route to a victory when it presents itself. And against Anthony Smith, that's taking him down, controlling him on the ground, not taking any big chances that leave yourself open for submissions, kind of riding the fight out that way. Smith, you know, he's been finished a couple times lately, but he's still very dangerous, very skilled. No real weaknesses. He's kind of, you know, slipping a little bit athletically as he gets up there in age and takes a lot of injuries. But I think he'll be able to hold on for 3 rounds. You know, we've seen Smith in a lot of 5-round fights historically as the decision loss to John Jones for the title. I expect this to be a fairly one-sided fight in favor of Vitor Petrino, but I don't see him finishing it unless he takes more chances. And I just don't see him taking those chances tonight, knowing how important this win would be for his standing in the division.
Absolutely. And if we have time, we'll go to the Aldo versus Martinez fight. But we have to take a look at what is going to be the main event. That'd be Steve Ursage going up against Mr. Pantoja. And Pantoja is right now about -185 to a -190 favorite. Round prop on this one, 3.5, shaded a little bit more to the over. How do you evaluate this? Because Ursage opened up as about a +$2 underdog, and money has come in on him throughout the week.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I don't really understand the love for the underdog here. I like him long-term as a prospect. This is only his fourth UFC fight. Not only that, he just fought 2 months ago. And, you know, who knows how healthy he was coming out of that fight. Probably got banged up a little bit. Probably needed at least a week off. That doesn't give you a lot of time to prepare for a title fight. We've never seen him go 5 rounds. We've never seen him fight a grappler of Pantoja's caliber. You know, there's some guys like the Khabibs of the world. They're going to fight the same game plan no matter who they're fighting. I don't think that's the case for Ursig. He needs to be really careful here to not get taken down and mauled on the ground by Pantoja. We've seen the amount of takedowns he can do. I also don't think this is a case where Ursig was this undeniable talent that we just had to get a title fight. It was kind of like we needed a Brazilian champion on this card in Brazil. Who do we got to fight him? This is the best guy who is willing to say yes at those dates. So usually don't like laying this kind of juice, but Pantoja -185 seems like a steal to me. I think it should be longer than that. If you want to get a little bit, you know, riskier with it, I like his point spread at DraftKings, -5.5 at -115. You would cash that if he wins 4 or 5 rounds unanimously, 4 or 5, not 4 out of 5, or if he wins by a finish. I think that's probably pretty likely. I don't see Ursig winning more than a round here, but -185, the price isn't that different for me. I'm willing to lay that juice.
Yep, I think that that's a good way of being able to go about it as well. And for Pantoja, he just has been so dominant as well, so I agree with you there. And how about if we take a look at the Jonathan Martinez and Jose Aldo fight, with Aldo about a +120 to a +130 underdog. The round prop is 2.5, shaded up to the over at about -220, -230 or so juice. How do you evaluate this one, with Aldo getting faded a little bit and the market opened up more around even money?
Yeah, it's an interesting fight. You know, Aldo theoretically retired after he lost to Merab Dvalishvili in late 2022. And then since he's been retired, he took 3 boxing matches. And then he's back in this post-USADA era of the UFC. It's not to imply that he's cheating or anything like that, but you never know. It's always some suspicious timing. I'm actually taking the under on this one, which is kind of going against the grain a little bit. I think if this is prime Jose Aldo and he's recovered and as dynamic as he used to be, he should be able to finish Jonathan Martinez. On the other hand, this is a recently retired 35-year-old guy, probably not as athletic as he used to be. Jonathan Martinez, tremendous striker on a great run, finished 2 guys with leg kicks. So I'm taking the under 2.5 on this at plus money, or the fight to end inside the distance. Either of those, I think, is the way to play it. Really hard to pick a side here because we don't know what we're getting with Aldo.
Absolutely, but we know that we're getting a beer review and some baseball next on the Greg Peterson Experience on Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Father's Day is coming, a day we celebrate the guy who's always there for us, to crack a dad joke. Well, you know what's not a dad joke? Getting $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker with the purchase of his favorite cocktail capsule pack. $50 off. No dad joke. See, this is a dad joke. I lost my glasses today, and guess who I bumped into? Everyone. But the Bartesian Cocktail Maker, it's no joke. Each cocktail capsule contains real fruit juices and all-natural bitters, so dad can make over 60 premium cocktails he loves. Sidecars, old fashions, gimlets, all with the push of a button. So, for the dad who loves a cocktail with friends and a good joke from time to time, get the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. $50 off now until Father's Day. Visit bartesian.com/father to get 50 off the best premium cocktail maker for dad at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
You're experiencing Hoops Peterson himself on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Do not miss out on any of the NBA playoff action over at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. All throughout the playoffs and every single round, all the way through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with all of your favorite bets, live betting, odds boosts, all the player props that you're looking for, all the first half, second half bets that you're looking for, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and utilize the promo code of VSIM when you do, as new customers who place a bet of $5 can get $200 in bonus bets instantly just by utilizing that promo code of VSIN only on DraftKings Sportsbook, where the crown, it is indeed yours. We're back here for the final segment of the night, right here on the Greg Peterson Experience on Visa, the Sports Betting Network. Coming up after myself, you've got Visa tonight with Matt Humans, Wes Reynolds. They do an amazing job taking a look at a little bit of everything, and we've got no shortage of things to talk about. We've got a nice UFC card. We've got ourselves a lot happening on the links with the CJ Cup Byron Open that is going on right now. Obviously, you've got the run for the Roses, NHL playoffs, NBA playoffs, you name it, you got it. And what we've got as well is a nice little beer review coming up as well, because if you bet the New York Knicks prior to the game, you're probably, well, maybe downing one or two as of right now, as they were up at one point by 22 points in the first quarter, and currently, they trail 77-74, and you might be like me, having the Cleveland Guardians tonight. They were up by kind of 2-1, and now they're down 8-2 after the center fielder could not field a pair of fly balls, and you had Tyler Beattie come into the game, and that was not good, to say the least. But with that said, this can always make us a little bit more satisfied, a little bit happier, and how about if we give a little bit of ode to some local love here on Hoops on Hops? I'm not going to make this long-winded or anything like this, but I will give like a 30-second dissertation here. If you've got a local brewery, do support them, as they do a lot of good things for, yeah, and they always are trying to be involved in the community, what have you, because I do this review for Astronomy Ale Works. They've got this beer called Clockwork, and this was a really good beer. It's a hazy IPA. It's a 7% alcohol by volume beer. I gave this one a 9 out of 10. I thought that this was a really well-rounded beer. You could tell that it was real deal fruit that it was in there. I mean, it really struck a nice balance, because when you've got a little bit of a fruitier IPA like this, sometimes it comes on a little bit strong, sometimes it goes like a little bit too tart or anything like that, and they did a really nice job of being able to iron it all out, made for a very fresh, very refreshing beer. Unfortunately, I probably won't be reviewing too many of these moving forward, because Astronomy Ale Works, which is out there in Henderson, Nevada, unfortunately did shut down a few weeks ago. So I did want to give them a little bit of love on the show. We still have some nice breweries out here in Las Vegas. If you're ever visiting, Abel Baker, I know, is served right here where I sit right now here at Circa. Big Dogs, that is a actual brewery that also doubles as a Packers bar as well. That is a favorite of mine. So that's always one that you want to take a look at. Tenaya Creek is a very good one. I know that Mojave is pretty solid as well. You're able to go down the list. So it's actually a nice craft beer sort of city. I know that they've been doing a little bit more with Voodoo coming in as well, but very unfortunate to see that. Astronomy Ale Works, they put together a nice beer here. It got a nice solid 9 out of 10, and do support some of those local breweries. If you try the beer and you don't like it, that's one thing, but at the very least, give them an opportunity, as there's a lot of local craft breweries out there that are doing a very rock solid job, and they deserve a little bit of support in my opinion. So we were glad to be able to support here, and if you're looking for some support on the Diamond, we've got you covered there as well. And I might at some point rudely intrude if we find a number that I like in terms of this Knicks versus Philadelphia 76ers game. Right now, live number, you're finding the Knicks as a 4.5-point underdog. Would like to be able to get this at north of a 5.5. That is really going to be my buy point. So I'm going to be diving in there if we can get that number. I don't know if we will or not. So buckle up for safety there, and buckle up for safety, because how about if we take a look at another team from the great state of New York? We're just going to make this the New York / Philadelphia segment here. 9-11, 9-12 on the betting board. You've got the Detroit Tigers. They're on the road. They're facing off against the New York Yankees as Marcus Stroman goes for the Yanks, and you got Reese Olson, who's on the bump for Detroit. Total on this game is in most places at 8. I'm seeing a straight 8.5 here where I sit at Circa, but when it comes to Yankees, going to be getting them anywhere between -152 to -162. It's the Tigers who are the underdog. They're a +135 to a +147. And when it comes to Reese Olson, I've been pretty impressed by what I've seen out of him, though. I do think they might be a little bit outgunned in this spot. I did set the Yankees on the money line at a -158. If you're looking to lay a run half with them, you're getting a nice solid +130, and I'm going to be willing to nibble there. Now, with the Detroit Tigers, what they've got backing up Reese Olson is one of the better bullpens that you're going to find in the big leagues. The Detroit Tigers currently number 7 in the big leagues with this regard, but you know who's even better in the bullpen? That would be the New York Yankees, who are currently number 2 in the big leagues with regards to their bullpen ERA. They had Ron Mattanaccio being out of the fold to begin the season. He's back along with Ian Hamilton. Both of these guys were very good a season ago. And I liked some of the acquisitions that they made as well. Caleb Ferguson has not necessarily been amazing this year, but I think that he's going to be able to pick it up. Coupled with that, you've also got something really nice in Victor Gonzalez there as well, bringing him in. I think that that is really going to be able to help them out moving forward, and I do think that this Yankees bullpen going to hold down the fort as Marcus Stroman looks to be getting back into form as well. As we are looking at Yankees versus Tigers right here on the Greg Peterson Experience on Visa, the Sports Betting Network. And for Marcus Stroman, he had that one rough start a few weeks ago when he was facing off against the Miami Marlins, and that was a little bit less than savory. But other than that, he looks to be getting back to the Marcus Stroman that we all knew and loved prior to him getting injured towards back half of last season. 3.69 ERA, though I will say the fielding independent is a little bit alarming. It's a 4.78 fielding independent. He's been giving up a little bit north of 4 walks per 9 innings, has been giving up the deep ball a little bit more as well, which is why I do put myself a little bit more on the over of 8. It's a Tigers team that, if you look at the raw numbers, they have been far from an amazing offense. Spencer Torkelson especially, I mean, man, I don't think that he has a home run this far this season. He's only in about a .215. That has been a little bit less than impressive, but That said, when it comes to the rest of the Tigers lineup, you're starting to get Riley Green along with Mark Canha going. Both of these guys north of 360 on base, 5+ home runs. They've done a solid job there. You've been able to have someone like Kerry Carpenter being able to move the line. And then Maurice Olson, he's got a fielding independent that's right around about a 278. He's done a solid job there, but he has been giving up quite a few walks. He's giving up about 3.5 walks per 9 innings. He pitches to a little bit more contact, and I do fear that with him being a righty out there in the short porch in Yankee Stadium, that might affect him a little bit more. A ball that might be able to hold in most ballparks might not be able to for Maurice Olson in this circumstance, and I do think that the Yankees are going to start to heat up a little bit more with their bats as well. So it's been a little bit of top-heavy unit, and for Aaron Judge, it just has not necessarily been the world's greatest year for him to this point. He still has been able to club the deep ball a little bit more. He's been able to give you 6 home runs, but ain't just a .197. I do think that he's going to be able to come around, help you out there. Juan Soto, he's really been the guy that has been the engine for this offense. 441 on base, 8 home runs, and we have noticed the likes of Oswaldo Cabrera, Anthony Volpe, after a good start to the year, they've been fading away a little bit, but we've had Anthony Rizzo come back. He's looked much better this year. Alex Verdugo, I know, has been a little bit in and out of the fold for various things, but looks like he should be back in this game as well, so I think that that's going to be able to help out the New York Yankees. And when it comes to the Detroit Tigers, I think that they do just enough against Marcus Stroman as well to be able to help you out on this total over. Even though Yankee Stadium does have that short porch, it doesn't necessarily play the world's worst for pitchers, but I think that for these particular pitchers, I do think that it's going to be a case where that porch is going to be very, very much prevalent in terms of the total. So I do like the over. And with the New York Yankees, I do think that they get to Olson and this bullpen. I'm going to be willing to lay the run line with them. As how about if we now take a look at the Philadelphia Phillies, as we have yet to find what we are looking for in that 76ers versus Knicks game. This is 905-906 on the card. It is the San Francisco Giants on the road facing off against the Philadelphia Phillies with Aaron Nola going for the Phillies, and Jordan Nixie goes for the San Francisco Giants. And with the Phillies, they're between -144 to -155 favorites. Total on this game is 7.5, and gave out the over a little bit before, but had to cut it a little bit short as I was going up against a break. But if you're taking a look at the run line in the spot for the Philadelphia Phillies, you're getting about a +135. I need at least a +128. I'm going to be willing to dive in there. And the biggest reason why is that the Philadelphia Phillies are all of a sudden back in terms of their offense. And for the Philadelphia Phillies, they've got two of the best guys in terms of moving the line in all of baseball right now. That'd be Trey Turner along with Alec Bohm. Alec Bohm has been hitting for about a .360 with 4 bombs this far this season. Turner's not giving you a lot of power. Just a just 2 home runs, but .386 on base. He's been able to do a nice job, but be able to find a way to get on base. And then for Bryce Harper, since he's come off of paternity leave, he's looked a whole heck of a lot better. While the San Francisco Giants team, they have been able to get some power out of Matt Chapman along with Jorge Soler. They're not really getting these guys to really move the line too much, though. Aaron Nola, he has been very prone to giving up home runs. He's given up about a home run and a half per 9 innings over the last year and a half. But you also get to go up against a San Francisco Giants bullpen that currently is in the bottom 3 in the big leagues in terms of ERA. They did not get a day of rest as they had to play that final game in their series against the Boston Red Sox. So I do like this over, and I do also like the run line of the Philadelphia Phillies here as well. And what we always love is having VSiN tonight follow myself, as Matt Youmans, Wes Reynolds, they do an amazing job on so many fronts. They've got you next right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Watch sensational Grand Slam action on Tennis Channel as top stars clash at Roland Garros in Paris. Catch all the excitement.
What a shot! Come on now!
With Tennis Channel's comprehensive coverage as we bring you live matches and nightly encores, plus match previews.
That is awesome!
Don't miss one of the greatest events in all of sports, Roland Garros, the French Open. Daily live coverage on Tennis Channel, now through June 9th.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.